Jim Allister's lashed out at his fellow MLA since taking more mints than ever to keep them sweet. The TV leader has discovered that Stormont Assembly members are chewing more publicly funded mints than ever before. Demand for the free sweets has risen by over 50% in the past year. Let's see if Mr. Allister can break down these figures for us. Good morning, Mr. Allister.
Good morning.
Good morning. Break this down for us. Why has this got you all hot and bothered, Jim?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that on a morning when you've been discussing such a vital issue as inequality and access to cancer treatment for people in Northern Ireland, and in a day when we think of the millions of lives lost in the Great War, of course, this subject of mints that we're now going to address is, in comparison, frivolous. But it nonetheless is, I think, symbolic of an attitude to waste in the Assembly, where Assembly members seem to think that they have some right to the taxpayer providing them with free mints right in the Assembly chamber. These are mints provided on the Speaker's table for Assembly members to load up on to whatever extent they wish, and the public purse pay for it.
It's a couple of sweets, Jim. Lighten up.
I think there's two things about that. I think it demeans the Assembly itself insofar as that's possible. I don't know of any other legislature in the entire world where you have free sweets provided for its members. And I think it does symbolise an attitude to waste. Now, it's by far the least of the waste that I've exposed at Stormont, but I think it is symbolic of an attitude to how public money is spent.
And some people might think, you know, Jim, that you should have more to moan about than a couple of free sweets. And it's not exactly breaking the bank. It's, what, 1,386 quid over, what, 5 years?
Yes, it's what it symbolises. And of course there's much more to moan about, and I think I've made that point. And I will continue to raise much more important issues. But why should MLAs, who are paid £48,000 a year, or ministers who are paid in excess of £80,000 a year, expect the taxpayer to buy them packets of mints? If I want a packet of mints, I put my hand in my pocket, I go and buy it. And that's what my constituents have to do. Why should MLAs be any different? It's as simple as that.
And can you look me straight in the eye the next time I see you and tell me you have never eaten a mint in your life out of that pile?
I have never taken a mint from the Speaker's table in my life.
As a point of principle?
As a point of principle. I think it's wrong.
What if you were hungry?
If I was hungry, I'd go to the canteen. I would put my hand in my own pocket.
To a subsidised meal?
Whatever I needed. Sadly so. To subsidise meals, another aspect of this whole thing. But free mints in the chamber. You know, this is meant to be a legislature for a region of the United Kingdom. And here we are plying mints to people so as they sit in the back benches or the front benches, happily chewing on publicly funded mints. I don't think it's right. I think it demeans the place. And I think the Speaker, in his discretion, should call an end to it and remove the mints from the table. Why should the public purse pay for it?
Are these mints, Mr. Allister, individually wrapped?
No, these are mints which are come, as I understand it, in a Tribor packet of soft mints, such as you can buy in the shop. And, you know, think about it. There's some civil servant somewhere in Stormont, part of whose functions is to buy mints for MLAs, to keep the cupboard stock, so to speak, to put them out every day, to make sure there's always mints in the saucers. Is that really what we're paying public servants to do so that MLAs should have free mints? I really think there's much more important work to be done than that, and I think it does demean the entire place.
I wonder if they're not individually wrapped. Can they be sure that they're, I don't know, can they be sure that their MLA colleagues are washing their hands before they stick their hands in the saucer?
The enthusiasm with which some approach the saucer, I think, indicates that's the last thing in their mind.
Bill Jeffrey has something to say about this. Good morning, Mr. Jeffrey.
Good morning, Stephen Nolan. I am afraid that I find Jim Allister's stance exaggerated and indeed frivolous. I think that, from my knowledge, debating societies in schools and throughout the country quite often have a pit of mints set there. Because what
in
is
schools, yes.
Is a debating
this is a parliament.
And of course it's a reasonable thing to do. I honestly think that they those guys up there, they talk their socks off, they work their socks off, and I don't see what is wrong with it. I mean, it's a reasonable, civilized facility for those who have a point to make, who have a speech to make, who need to debate with the opposition the fine points of the legislation
someone,
that they are working
someone
for.
Someone, Jim Alistair, has just tweeted me to say, I don't remember an outcry at the millions wasted policing Twaddell or funding bonfires. Would you agree with that, tweeter?
I would agree that there has been much money wasted, no more than for 30 years, in addressing the terrorism of the IRA, those who now sit in our government. I would agree that our taxpayers have been much lent upon over the years. But for the point that's just been made, that school debating societies supply mints, that makes my point. Yes, school debating societies might. Stormont mightn't seem much different at times, but it's supposed to be a legislature. And I really do think that the public taxpayer should not be funding our MLAs, well-paid, to chew their way through free.
Can you...
It's a question of decorum of the place.
You see them on television, you watch them, they do not sit and chew all the time. I think
if you were there, you would see a lot who chew quite
a
lot.
Can you name, Mr. Alistair, the worst chewer, the worst mint consumer?
I haven't recorded that, but go turn up any day at Stormont and you will see many MLAs approach the table, not to raise a point with the Speaker's staff about procedure, not to put their name down to speak, but to get a handful of mints and then retire to the back benches, or in one case, retire right out the door, never having sat down at all.
In this debate this morning, I actually have a frog in my throat, and so that I'm reaching now for my sweetie jar, which doesn't have those tree-bore ones in it, but those little hard round ones. And I'm going to suck one of those because I.
But you bought yourself.
Adds to
your
fluency.
But you bought yourself. You wouldn't expect a taxpayer, Mr. Jeffrey, to buy you mints, would you?
Whether it was Ballymena, Hochul, Newry, Coleraine, or anywhere, and taking part, I would think it would be a reasonable courtesy for that to be available to the speakers, to the debaters. I think it aids the flow. It certainly helps the voice, and I can even feel this now.
Okay,
catching up on me.
Listen, Jim, before you go, Bill Jeffrey, thank you. Good morning to you. Jim, before you go this morning, you were right to point out, of course, our top story today on the availability of cancer drugs in Northern Ireland and the lack of it. You are an MLA in Northern Ireland, so you're playing your part in failing to get your MLA colleagues to agree on something that will actually deliver for cancer patients in Northern Ireland. What can be done?
Well, this is a failure of Stormont. It's a failure primarily of the Health Minister to deliver equality. And it's something which the campaigning organisations are absolutely right about. It's a fundamental right. It gets to the point where it is a fundamental right across the United Kingdom to be able to avail of the same health service facilities. We all pay the same national insurance, so why not all entitled to the same benefits? And I think it is scandalous that if you are unfortunate enough to suffer cancer and live in Northern Ireland, there are drugs to which you will not have ready access.
Would you support prescription charges for a cancer fund? That was one of the proposals put forward by Edwin Poots.
Well, I think Edwin Poots needs to prioritise the funding to get these cancer drugs for Northern Ireland.
Would you support prescription charges if it helped with the cancer fund?
Well, I would certainly want to see it put to a proper use rather than just an excuse to get rid of to introduce prescription charges. I want to be satisfied that that is a genuine, bona fide use of the money. But I do think that everyone in Northern Ireland who goes to the doctor to get a prescription, it would do no harm to charge everyone 50 pence for every prescription rather than means testing it in any way. And that would take away the need for spending further money on policing it if everyone is subject to the same uniform charge, which would be a modest charge. And if it goes to drugs for cancer, so be it. Or if it goes to something else, so be it. But people in Northern Ireland are entitled to the same rights.
Where have you come up with that from? Have you costed it? 50p?
No, I have a question down to the minister asking how many prescriptions are issued per year so that we can see what would be the resulting income if you applied 50p or £1 or whatever. And when I get that answer, I'll be more in a position to deal with that better.
Okay. Mr. Alistair, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
That's Jim Alistair. Here's Nigel. Morning, Nigel.
Good morning, Stephen. How's life?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. Go ahead.
I was just wondering about these free sweets and the...
back to Mintgate.
Sorry?
Yes, Mintgate. Go ahead.
Yeah, the free Mintgate. I was just wondering what the health minister thought. Why isn't it more health beneficial freebie that's being given here? You know, they're providing free sweets. Are they trying to... Are they trying to poison the MLA? So we know now that sugar is a very dangerous thing.
God forbid. Nigel, thank you. Lawrence in Crossgar. Morning, Lawrence.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Stephen, I think it's a disgrace that we have to buy them, that the people have to buy the mints, and that if they're going down to the supermarket, the MLAs themselves, they can get 4 packets of mints for £1.
Just like the gas lighters, 4 for £1.
They can get 4 packets of mints for £1. Let them buy their own mints.